This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for U.S. President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine, according to Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House counsel's office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in a setback to President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The former White House counsel was a vital witness in Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and President Trump's efforts to squash that probe. In interviews with Mueller's team, McGahn described the president calling him at home in June of 2017, directing him to tell the Justice Department that Mueller had conflicts of interest and should be removed. Mueller's report said McGahn declined the command, deciding that he would resign rather than carry it out. After the episode became public, Mueller's report said the president demanded McGahn dispute news reports and questioned why he had taken notes of their conversations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China's Vice Premier Liu He, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin held a phone call on issues related to a Phase 1 trade agreement on Tuesday. That's according to China's Commerce Ministry. And also, London's Transit Authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate there.